Hi, this is Kingdom Living. Welcome to our midweek motivation podcast, which we upload every Thursday by 5 a.m. for your uplifting and motivation to continue the week. Hi, good morning. It's been like a week since our last Motivational Thursday podcasts. I've missed talking about the essential things of daily lives and how God plays a huge role in it and how God wants to help us, but we are mostly not seeing it. And I hope that today you are going to notice that God will not leave you nor forsake you. Our topic of today is let us be content with what we have. God will never leave nor forsake us. By the way, before we get there, just a short announcement. Yes, we are 1 year older. Last week was our birthday, and so we are 26 now. Ding, ding, ding. 26, exactly.
26. What comes with 26? What do you think? What comes with 26?
Well, at 26, I just feel like 62 already with the back pains after work and stuff. I guess I will have to do more sports then at 25. But yeah, let's get to the motivation of today. And I believe this is going to take me a long way for my 26 years. So yes, friends, let us be content with what we have. For God says that He will never leave nor forsake us. Often we tend to focus more on the things we don't have or the things that others have. While God says that we should only be content with what we have and what He has already given us. When we realize that God is our Heavenly Father and that He is the one who shepherds us, we don't have to worry about our needs, not at all. We will not want and we will never be left alone. He knows what we need and when we need that. So while we are waiting for our needs to be done or to be met at the right time, we should be content with what we already have. There is no reason to covet what our friends, families, or strangers have. There is no reason to be envious because God knows our needs. We may think we know, but the all-knowing God is just perfect at knowing all our needs and the intention behind every of our need. So be content, rejoice, and celebrate with those who are winning around you. Because in due time, you will get what you desire, according to God's will. There is more joy in contentment than in worry and covetousness. So, how to be content? Number one, desire God alone. He will never leave nor forsake you. Number two, count your blessings and name them one by one. Number three, hope in joy through praise. And lastly, trust God and the fulfillment of His promises for your life. And I want to leave you with this powerful verse. It says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Hebrews 13 verse 5. Yes, so this is my takeaway for today. I believe God will always be with me, and since God is always with me, I will never lack any good thing. So I'm gonna be content with all that God has given me, and I believe all that God has provided for me in this season, in my 26 years, is exactly what I need to survive at the age of 26.
I don't believe I need more. I don't believe I need less of what God has given me so far. So thank you, Jesus, for blessing me with all that you have blessed me so far. And I pray that you bless my sister, my brother that is listening to this podcast right now, and that they will also be a blessing to those out there in the name of Jesus. So have a blessed week. And looking forward to the next Thursday motivational podcast. And also, I want to remind you that season 2 of Chosen Gen series is starting soon. So we are already getting our guests together and gonna be posting the first episode of Chosen Gen series season 2 with the topic of reconciliation. So how people, how Christians in their daily lives use their platforms to reconcile mankind with God. I think this is a very essential topic, reconciliation, and this is what God is seeking for mankind, to just rebuild his relationship again with us. And he is searching for you. He is looking for you. He is calling you to be one of us, to join the community, to reconcile your friends, your relative, your loved ones, and even strangers with the Most High God, so that his kingdom can come as soon as possible, and that we don't have to wait anymore for his kingdom to come here on earth. So I leave you with this message. I hope that you've been blessed by this episode today. And if you've been blessed, why don't you share with your friend, your family member, as usual, with everyone, so that kingdom living can grow and kingdom living can continue to spread God's word with your motivation. Thank you. Have a blessed day. Bye bye.